Officials at U.S. Central Command say the goal of today's foray into Baghdad was not to occupy territory. Instead, it delivered a symbolic message to the people of the city and the Iraqi regime. U.S. forces say they're prepared for additional moves both in and around Baghdad. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The soldiers who drove the first tanks into Baghdad didn't need their night vision goggles. They rumbled into the Iraqi capital in broad daylight. Major General Gene Renouart of U.S. Central Command says that was no accident. It put what he called an exclamation point on the message that U.S. forces have arrived.
I think that it was very clear to the people of Baghdad that coalition forces were in the city. That image is important. It was a very clear statement to the Iraqi regime as well that we can move at times and places of our choosing, even into their capital city.
Soldiers did not go to the very center of Baghdad. After a few hours, they withdrew to the airport, which is now under U.S. control. Renouart says one of the two runways at the airport is in good condition and could be reopened quickly to incoming flights of troops and supplies. The airport could also serve as a staging ground for additional ground forays. There's no river blocking the path to Baghdad, and a wide airport road leads to the heart of downtown. Iraq's information minister had threatened yesterday that suicide bombers would attack U.S. forces at the airport, but Renouart says that hasn't happened.
There have been a number of attacks out there. I would say some of them I'd term as suicidal, in that very lightly armed forces trying to attack more heavily armored forces on the airfield. But I don't have what at least I would refer to as a suicide bomb attack that I'm aware of.
Soldiers moving through Baghdad did encounter pockets of resistance today from both irregular forces and members of the Republican Guard. U.S. warplanes are now circling Baghdad around the clock to provide support for ground troops. From his headquarters in Saudi Arabia, Air Force Lieutenant General Michael Mosley said Republican Guard units have been seriously weakened by days of relentless bombing.
Our sensors show that the preponderance of the Republican Guard divisions that are outside of Baghdad are now dead. I found it interesting when folks say we're softening them up. We're not softening them up. We're killing them.
Thousands of Iraqi soldiers have been killed, compared to just over 100 U.S. and British troops. More than 6,500 Iraqis are being held as prisoners of war. U.S. Central Command offered new details today about the rescue of former American POW Jessica Lynch. General Renouart says when commandos raided the Nasiriyah hospital where Lynch was held on Wednesday, they found the wounded soldier hiding under her covers.
She had been scared, had the sheet up over her head because she didn't know what was happening. She lowered the sheet from her head. The soldier again said, "Jessica Lynch, we're the United States soldiers here, and we're here to protect you and take you home." She seemed to understand that. As he walked over, took his helmet off, she looked up to him and said, "I'm an American soldier too."
An Army doctor held Lynch's hand as she was evacuated by helicopter. Other commandos used their bare hands to search for remains in a shallow grave near the hospital. Renouart says 9 bodies found there have now been identified as American soldiers, 8 from Lynch's supply convoy. They include Private First Class Lorianne Paestua of Tuba City, Arizona, the first American servicewoman killed in the war. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.